You can read, you can meet with experts in the U.S., but until you go someplace and see it for your own eyes and can ask questions of the people who are living the situations on the ground in a place like Israel, you really can't appreciate it. And we take important votes. We very consequential decisions that we have to make.
I love the fact that that you were there and a part of a tradition. Is it just Republicans or is it bipartisan?
It's bipartisan. There's a lot of misinformation that is being spread across our country. It's pretty dangerous. This Free Palestine movement is largely misunderstood. We should be freeing Palestine. We need to free them from Hamas. We need to end the war, and we will not be able to end that war with Hamas, you know, without taking out Hamas. Hamas, they are terrorists. Israel is our strongest ally. They are fighting for peace in the Middle East. We must have peace reign in the Middle East. There's way too much valuable natural resources there to have dictators and terrorists and tyrannists run the show in the entire Middle East. And there's a real path to peace there with expansion of the Abraham Accords, with President Trump at the helm, with, you know, there's progress that can be made. We just need to get past this conflict in Israel right now. In the next, hopefully, 6 months, that'll be taken care of, and we can get back to broader negotiations, expanding the Abraham Accords, and really a true long-term path to peace in the Middle East for all people, including Palestinians. So I think that, you know, Israel's losing that messaging campaign, that messaging battle in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, how can they not? How can they not, though? They're losing because fake news lies. You know, there's zero facts out there. It's just the usual propaganda. And I actually believe it's anti-Semitic. I really do. It's just, it's gross.
Oh,
I hate it.
It's incredible. It is really sad. I mean, to sit with the brother of one of the hostages who's still being held captive by Hamas, the one who was, we met with the brother of the fellow who was shown by a Hamas video recently digging his own grave.
Oh.
Can you imagine the torture that that family is feeling? That mother, 1 week before he was captured, this kid was one of the many hundreds who were killed or captured at that music festival, which I equate to WeFest. Imagine terrorists taking over WeFest and capturing your child and holding them for 600 days. We are now, it's almost coming up on 2 full years.